And then summer happens and it goes by so quickly. You look back and you're like, what just happened? Like, summer's done already? So for me, I want to make sure I can keep the progress of doing different activities that does lead to me burning calories. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vibing Out with Texany. I'm your host with the most, Texany, aka Mr. World Vibe. What we have here is a community to give local voices a public platform of shared ideas, knowledge, and perspectives. Welcome back to the podcast. And yes, we are sharing some ideas and perspectives because this month, well, July 1st, we are starting a new monthly challenge. Super excited for this one. It's going to be called the Burning Calories Challenge. Shout out to Prashant for having this idea of a challenge. I want to get into it in this episode. And yeah, this episode is basically for explaining the challenge, what it's about, why it's here, what to do to participate, how to enter. And yeah, I'm just trying to promote it and get people interested in it because this is going to be a big challenge. It's really going to kind of create, I think, a long-lasting effect for your summer and just having good habits in general, especially health-related habits. You'll see the impact of that very quickly. So let's get into it. Yes, Burning Calories Challenge. It is what you expect. It is what you hear. We are going to be trying to burn calories. And the easiest way to do this is to have some sort of tracker. You don't know how many calories you're burning unless you're actually tracking it. They say you can't manage what you can't measure. Same way we measure our height, same way we watch our weight, same way we measure all the different metrics in our lives. If you're interested in, well, a lot of people are interested in losing weight or even just shedding fat or toning, you're going to want to know that you're in a caloric deficit. Or even if you're not trying to lose weight, but you just want to stimulate or just kind of motivate yourself to work out, that's why it's great to be looking at different ways to burn calories. Because if you're burning calories, you're moving around, and having an active lifestyle, a more active lifestyle in general, is going to be beneficial for you no matter what your goals are with your weight or health or physical fitness. So yeah, what we're going to be doing is, I have an Apple Watch. A lot of people have Apple Watches, maybe smartwatches, maybe they're Android, whatever method you have of tracking your calories. We're going to be in a WhatsApp group. So I've already made the group. We got some people in there already. And yeah, every day when you reach your calorie goal, you'll just say like day one, check mark. At the end of day two, you'll put day two, check mark. And if you didn't meet your calorie goal, you'll just say day two, X. Day three, X. Day four, check mark. And so on. The goal is to stay accountable by making sure every day you report back and just let us know if you made it to your goal. That accountability is so important, guys. Like, I've had a coach, and I also coach people. So I know how important it is to have a level of accountability. It's hard to have that with yourself. It really is. Having other people, especially a community of people who have the same goal as you, this is so important to actually staying on track with your goals. I don't even have to, I made a case for why it's so important to burn calories, because that just means you're living an active lifestyle. I think this time of year is so important to be creating this habit of being active, because this is just me. I'm going to keep it real. I feel like for myself, summer goes by so fast. And before summer starts, I always have this idea of, when summer starts, I'm going to be doing this and going outside and biking and hiking and going to all these beaches and playing basketball and soccer. And I just have so many ideas of things I'm going to be doing. And then summer happens and it goes by so quickly. You look back and you're like, what just happened? Like, summer's done already? So for me, I want to make sure I can keep the progress of doing different activities that does lead to me burning calories. I am trying to watch my weight. And so summer is a good time to stick on to your health goals. I do my monthly challenges. A lot of people know I do my monthly challenges, but only from September till April. I do take the spring and summer off to just kind of live life, but I would appreciate having a little bit more routine and having that community to help me keep on my goals. So like I said, shout out to Prashant for having this idea. It's a great time to join this wave. You're going to need some sort of way of tracking your calories. Like I said, some sort of smartwatch or something. But if you're interested in joining, you're just going to message me at VibingOutWT on Instagram. If you have my number, text me, DM me. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I'm on TikTok. Just find me somewhere online. Let me know you want to join and I'll put you in the group chat. Just try to join before July 1st. If you join late, that's all good. You're still going to, you know, get the benefits of joining even if you're a few days late. That's okay. But yeah, I'm very excited. I'm very excited to see everybody join this group. And you can set the number of calories for yourself, by the way. Like, there's no actual minimum amount. Like, for me, my goal is going to be 1,000 calories per day to burn. And I'm going to find ways to do that. From, I want to go on 1 to 2 walks per day. A walk, one 30-minute walk is going to burn you 150 calories. So if you walk for an hour a day, that's 300 calories roughly. Some number like that. It depends on how fast you walk and things like that. But a walk every day, that's great. And I want to get on more walks. It's great for mental health as well. I also do a little workout in my basement, like a home workout. I do some push-ups, some pull-ups, and a little ab workout. I just did one right now and I burned almost 400 calories from just 40 minutes of working out in my basement. So that's nice. And, you know, if you go to the gym, like I try to go 4 times a week minimum, that's going to be like a 700, 800 calorie workout right there. When you factor in sports, when you factor in cardio, like you can just set your watch to just tracking your calories if you're doing something like cleaning or cooking or, you know, going on a walk with friends or just anywhere. Maybe you're in a mall. If you find ways to just get active in your day and you track your calories and you try to work out most days of the week, you'll find yourself meeting your calorie goals. I guarantee you. And so if you stay aware, if you stay conscious of it, whatever number you pick of calories, pick something that's realistic but also challenging. So I would say to try to pick something that meets a regular calorie goal you get to when you work out and stuff and when you live an active lifestyle, but don't make it so high that it's unattainable and then you become discouraged because you never reach your calorie goal. I'm thinking most people should be around 500 to 1,000 calories per day. I think that's anywhere in the normal range. And so, yeah, I'm going to choose 1,000. I'm interested to see what you guys end up choosing. We'll message in the group chat and kind of let each other know what we're going to be choosing. Like I said, we're going to be keeping each other accountable in that group chat. And if you want to join, just message me. Find a way to reach out to me. I cannot put the link publicly because then we get random bots that just send weird like links in the group chat, and that kind of ruins the purity of this community that we're gonna be creating this month. So, yeah, I'm super excited. I really want to see everybody in this group chat thrive and excel and meet their goals, and it'll just set us up for the rest of the summer by having some healthy habits. Like I said, it's a great time to be focusing on creating and sustaining these healthy, habits and routines. These things are invaluable because your health is, your physical health is related to your mental health, which is related to your emotional health, which is just everything comes from your physical health and how you take care of yourself. So let's get moving this July. Let's burn some calories. I'll see you guys in the group chat. If you've listened this far, I really hope you are convinced to join. If not, I have other challenges I'm going to be doing in September. So you can stay tuned for those. Every year I do my monthly challenges from September to April. So we got lots more challenges to get through. So stay tuned for those. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll see you guys very soon. This has been Vibing Out with Texany. I'm your host with the most, Texany, aka Mr. World Vibe, and I'm signing out. Peace.